Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Christ in Me Ministry. I'm your host, Janetta Allen, and I have a great message for you here today. The message topic is, let this cup pass from me. Amen. Let this cup pass from me. I have a few scriptures that I will be coming from. Amen. This is more of a Bible study, but also, I'm ministering to your spirit as well. It's a Bible study, but also I'm ministering to your spirits. You know, we're going to study these scriptures, but it's also going to be ministering to your spirits and what the Holy Ghost gives me to do so with. Amen. So I just would like to pray for you, the listener. Heavenly Father, I come before you in prayer right now. Thank you for this person on the receiving end of this message. Thank you for allowing them to come here in obedience to you to listen to this message wherever they may be. Out in the world somewhere. I pray that what you have for them, let it be for them, whether it's meant for reproof, doctrine, correction, encouragement, knowledge, wisdom, whatever it is meant to do, that it shall be done for them. And praying as always that I may decrease and you increase all the more to this none of me and all of you in everything that I do. Amen and hallelujah. So as I said, I have a few scriptures that I'm going to be coming from. But again, the message topic is, let this cup pass from me. Amen. Let this cup pass from me. So the first scriptures that I want to read is coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 26. We're going to be reading verse 38, 39, and 42. Amen. And then I'm going to expound a little more on the message. Amen. So if you do have a Bible, we encourage you to get your Bible. I am reading out of the King James Version of the Bible, because that's what I grew up on, and it's more, I can understand it more. I can understand the other Bibles, but I just like to allow the Spirit of the Lord to give me revelation knowledge of His Word through the King James Version of the Bible. It's nothing like getting that Word seed on the inside of you. So I do encourage you, if you can't even get your Bible right now, but you do have a Bible in your house, write the scriptures down, and at a later time, you can go back over them yourself and just allow the Spirit of the Lord to minister to you as well. Amen. Because, you know, I can sit here and I can say things and I can minister, but because I'm on this end of it and you're on that end of it, you know, you may not know if the word I'm saying is the truth. Amen. So allow your eyes to feast it and allow the Spirit of the Lord to minister to you on these scriptures. Amen. So let's get to the scriptures. Matthew chapter 26. Verse 38, 39, and 42. Now, these are the words of Jesus talking, the ones that are in red, highlighted in red. If you have a Bible and it says that it's highlighted in red, this is the Christ speaking to his 12 disciples, and he is at the point of about to go to the cross, the crucifixion. Amen. He's about to be crucified for the sins of the entire world. Amen. And this was going to be a hard thing that he was going to be going through. So it says this here in the scriptures. Then said he unto them, this is Jesus speaking unto his disciples, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Okay. So the first thing that he says to his disciples, he says that my soul is exceeding sorrowful. When something is exceeding, it is more than the average. Amen. It is more than just something that's, you know, passing by, something that you're just going through. Amen. And then you're just going through something, but you know you're going to get through it. Amen. Well, there comes a point in time, sometimes in our lives, amen, where we go through things that are so exceedingly sorrowful that it can cause us a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, amen. It can cause our sufferings to seem exceeding, amen, more than the average suffering, amen. And Jesus, again, was about to go to his crucifixion. He knew that his crucifixion was not far away, amen, and that he was coming to the point, he was coming to fruition, everything that he had been ministering and working for, this was about to happen, amen? And his flesh started to kick up. Amen. That human nature side of him started to kick up. Now, he was flesh and spirit. Amen. He was God in spirit, but he was also man in flesh. Amen. And so that flesh part of him, knowing what he was about to go through, amen, that flesh part of him started kicking up. In verse 39, it says, and he went a little further, and he fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Amen. So that verse 39 says that as he began to go a little further in his walk, amen, he fell down on his face, amen. You know, that pain and that torture of what he was about to endure began to bother him, amen. And he began to know, hey, man, this thing is not a joke. I'm really about to go through this. I know that my Father prepared me for this, but I don't know if I really want to go through this. Amen? Because the pain and the suffering is going to be so much, I don't know if I can bear it. Amen? How many of you are going through something right now? Amen? And the pain of what you're going through is so much that you don't know if you can bear it. Your suffering is so great, it seems like you're dealing with hell right on earth. Amen. Things are coming to you from left to right to front to back, and it seems like when it's raining, it's pouring, and it's so much that you're going through, so much suffering, so much loss, so much pain, so much grief. You might be going through financial woes, amen? You might be struggling with an addiction that it seems like you've been going through for a very long time, amen? And you'll be saying, so you say to yourself and you pray to God, Lord, why am I going through this? This is so much. Lord, please, just take it away from me. Let me not go through it, God. It's so much I don't feel like I can bear it. The pain is so much. You lost a loved one, and the pain is so much. Amen. You're going through an abusive situation with a husband or a wife, and you're saying, I don't understand why they're taking me through this. I don't understand why they're doing this to me, and why am I allowing it? But the pain is so great of what I'm going through. My child is acting up, and I don't understand. I've instilled the right things in them, and the pain of what he's doing or what she's doing to me, and how disrespectful and disobedient they're being is so much, it's exceedingly sorrowful to me, because that is my child. Amen. You have financial woes, and it seems like bills are coming from everywhere, and you don't know how it's going to get paid. Maybe you just lost your job. Amen. Maybe you just got cut off of whatever type of assistance or help you was getting, and no one seems to want to help you, and you may have a family to take care of, and you're saying, Lord, why? Lord, let this cup pass from me. I can't deal with it. It's too much. Amen. You say that, amen, as Jesus prayed to God, and he said, let this cup pass from me, if it be possible. So we know that there was even a little doubt in Jesus' mind when he was saying, he said, if it be possible, he said, God, if you can do it, and if you will do it, please let this cup pass me by. Please let this cup pass from me. I don't necessarily want to go through it. Amen. Notice that he said, if this cup, he said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. See, that was his flesh talking, brothers and sisters. And nobody likes to go through sufferings, amen? See, our flesh don't like suffering, amen? Our flesh likes to be gratified, and our flesh likes to be satisfied, and our flesh wants what it wants. Our flesh does not like suffering, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. But also in the verse it says, not as I will, but as thou wilt. See, when we're going through what we're going through, we have to realize that God's got a reason. Amen? God's got a reason why he is allowing us
to go through, amen. God's got a reason why he's allowing the enemy to come and sift us like wheat, amen. God's got a reason, amen. God's got a reason why he's allowing all hell to break through in your life, amen. God's got a reason, amen. Hallelujah. And he know that you're well able to bear it, amen. Hallelujah. That next verse, which is verse 42, says, he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. See, verse 39 and verse 32 sounded different. Verse 39, because he was exceedingly sorrowful, because he knew what he was about to endure, he knew the pain of the cross. He knew the pain and the suffering that he was about to experience, amen. He knew all of that was going to be great for him, amen. And I'm not talking about great in a good way. He knew that you know, anybody that would have gone through that would have felt the same way, amen. And, you know, he asked God, if it be possible, let the cup pass from me. Amen. But in verse 42, you know, something must have happened to him and inside of him as he was kneeling down or laying down on his face and praying. I believe that God strengthened him. Amen. I believe that God let him know in his spirit that, my son, you must go through this. But my son, you gonna come out of this. Amen? Because now his tone wasn't, if this cup may pass me by, let it pass me by. He says, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, except I go through it, thy will be done. So now he's feeling more positive. He's not as exceedingly sorrowful anymore, amen, because he laid down and he lay prostrate and he prayed and he gained strength from God. He drew strength from God, amen. And so no longer was he pleading with God for the cup to pass him by, but now he was saying, Lord, I know that I must go through this and that this cup must pass me by, and I'm saying, your will be done. Amen. Not my will, but your will be done. Amen. And brothers and sisters, we sometimes go through our difficulties and our sufferings, amen, to the extreme, amen, that we may too, like Jesus, ask God to allow this cup to pass us by, hallelujah, so that we may not go through it, so that we can stop going through it, amen. Some of us go through the emotional pain of what we're going through. Some of us going through physical pain, amen? Maybe you got an illness or a sickness or a disease and you feel like it's so great that you just want God to take you out. You just want God to stop you from going through it, amen? And some of us, we get into our own mindsets, amen? We get motivated by what our flesh is feeling, and then we try to do things, amen, that's not in the will of God to stop whatever we're going through, amen. But if you're meant to go through it, if we are meant to go through it, we're going to go through it, amen. See, we have to arm ourselves to suffer in the same manner that Christ suffered. Now, we may not be hung on a cross. We may not be nailed to a cross, amen, but we have to carry our cross, amen. We have to go through our sufferings, amen. We have to let the cup come to us, amen, and we have to endure whatever is going on with the cup, amen. We have to endure whatever our sufferings is going to be, amen. We have to endure whatever our pain is going to be, because at the latter end of that, oh, come on, somebody, at the latter end of that, is something greater. Now, I want to go to a few more scriptures to you, with you, amen. If you have again a Bible. Go to 1 Peter. Amen. I'm looking for it right along with y'all. Amen. I'm going to my Bible right now. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. And here the scripture reads as this: But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen, and settle you. Oh my God, did you hear that? It says, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen, and settle you. See, suffering is not for eternal. Amen. It is not for always. Amen. But we're going to go through it. Amen. Hallelujah. But that God that we serve, the God of grace, the Almighty God, who has called us unto his eternal glory by the way of Christ Jesus, through what Jesus has done to us, through his sufferings for us now, says that after we have suffered a while, amen? Now, who knows how long the suffering is, amen? But he says after we've suffered a while, that suffering is going to bring about perfection with us. That suffering is going to establish us in him, amen. That suffering is going to strengthen us so that we may be able to go through the next thing that we go through, amen. And that suffering is going to settle us, amen. Hallelujah. So what I gather here is that when we go through sufferings, it is a necessary part of life in order to get us in the next stage of life. Amen? Come on, somebody. And so while we might not like the suffering, and our flesh is kicking up and screaming out and saying, God, why this, and God, why me, and I don't want to go through this, and we have an temper tantrum sometime like little babies do. Amen? The Bible says that we must go through it. Amen? Because as we go through it, God's working something out in us, amen? God's working something out in us. God's working something out in us, amen? He's perfecting us on the inside, amen? He's perfecting us, amen? He's establishing us, amen? He's strengthening us, amen? He is settling us, amen? So see, when something of this nature comes up again, amen? See, because the enemy don't stop coming at you, amen? And sometimes the very thing that God delivers you from, he'll bring back to you again. Hallelujah. But the next time it comes your way, that comes your way, you're going to know how to handle it. Amen. And maybe your suffering won't seem so great. Why? Because now you have something on the inside this time that you didn't have before. Come on, somebody. God is talking to somebody. Maybe even me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go to Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 8. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. And the scripture reads as this: For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Woo! My God, is these scriptures deep or what? He says, for I reckon, I suppose, that the sufferings of this present time, the sufferings that I'm going through right now, aren't worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The sufferings that we go through, the suffering that I'm going through, it's not even worthy to be compared with the blessings that's on the other side of it. My Lord. It's not worthy to be compared to the blessing which is on the other side. The glory that shall be revealed unto me by God after the suffering ain't even the glory, hallelujah. The glory is greater than the suffering. Amen. And so when you're going through, remember this: the glory. The blessing, amen. What's waiting on the other side of that suffering
Ooh, my Lord, is greater than the suffering that you're going through. See, when Christ went through his suffering, when he had to be crucified, amen, he went before Pontius Pilate, and Pontius High Pilate washed his hands and told him to take him, amen, and, you know, he was beat up, badly beaten up. He was bruised, abused, spat upon, kicked, skin just ripped about shed so you can see the white meat of his body. Amen. Hallelujah. And his hands, his feet was actually nailed to wood. He didn't have no anesthesia. He wasn't drunk to take away the pain, to mask it. He wasn't high. Amen. He had to go through this in a straight mind. Amen. He had to go through this suffering. And on top of that, while he hang up on that cross, the weight of the world was upon his shoulder, meaning all the sins that everybody had committed in the entire world, past, present, and future, lay upon him. Man, oh man, could you, whew. There's a song that says, I'll never know how much it took for you to lay on that cross for me. I never know. And indeed, I will never know how much it took. And we will never know the pain, the weightiness of the pain that Jesus suffered for us. Amen. And so while he lay in that place, you know, and God could have helped him, but he didn't help him because he knew if he had helped him in that moment, that salvation would not be available for us. Amen. We would not have eternal life. We would not be adopted into the body of Christ. We would not be reconciled back to God. You know, our future, if Christ had not took the cross for us, would be eternal damnation. Amen? And condemnation. Amen? So he knew that by enduring that pain and that suffering that he was going through, that he knew that it was something greater on the other side of it. Amen? He knew that it was something greater on the other side of his death. Amen. And that was the life for us. Amen. That was salvation for us. That was the grace that God made for us. That was the mercy. Amen. That God had for us. The unconditional love that God had for us. Amen. And so he had to go through it. Amen. That's why he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Now his will would probably would have said, no, I don't want to go through this. You know. But God's will said, well, you must go through it. Amen. And our will, you know, may say, well, Lord, I don't want to go through this. I don't want to do what it takes to go through this. I don't want to suffer this thing. This is too great for me. This is too much for me. I just can't see myself going through that. You know, this is too much, you know. And you know, it's not even only with that. Sometimes God is trying to get us to another level, and we have to step out on faith in things. But because of the fear that we have of stepping out on faith, you know, we don't step out on faith in the thing that God wants us to step out on faith in. Amen? Because we think that it's going to be too much for us to handle, that we're not going to be able to do it. Amen? And we let fear cripple us. Amen? And so, you know, we keep where we're at, and we stay stagnant. Amen? And we don't go for the thing, and so, you know, we don't go to the next level. Amen. There's many people out there that have a purpose for God in life, and they're not even following that purpose because they're allowing fear to cripple them. They're allowing, you know, the suffering of what they may have to go through because of the pursuing and seeking what God has told them to do. They're allowing that, you know, to cloud their vision in their mind, and they're allowing their flesh to kick up and scream out and shout and say, hey, I don't want that. Amen? And so they're not fulfilling the purpose of God, and therefore not receiving the blessings of God that they could be receiving by fulfilling his purpose. Amen?
See, we got to do it God's way. Amen. And God didn't always say that the way was going to be a pretty way. He didn't always say that the road was going to be smooth. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't say that, you know, it was going to be a happy time and a joyous time all the time. Amen. And indeed it is not. I'm a witness to it myself. Brothers and sisters, I feel like I know that I could write an autobiography of myself, of all the sufferings that I've been through in my life ever since I was born. Come on now. Ever since I came out the womb, I've been going through. And that's no lie. I tell you no lie with that. Ever since I came out the womb, I was going through. My mama wasn't even able to take me home when she first bore me. Amen? She wasn't even able to take me home because I had a condition. So I had to stay up under lights. Amen? I had yellow jaundice. Amen? And my mother couldn't even take me home. And I had that condition where I had to stay up under those whatever type of lights, fluorescent lights, whatever they was called, some type of lights, where to put the pigment back in your body. Because I was born with no pigmentation in my body. Amen? Hallelujah? And so they had to, you know, put me under this, you know, until I developed this. Amen? So even as I was a baby, I was going through, I was suffering. My father was a heroin addict. And when I was 2 months old, he took me in the winter with just a shirt and a diaper on and nothing else on me. Amen? Because he wanted to get high so much. He took me out there and he sold me to a couple that wanted a baby that didn't have a baby and got the money for me. Amen. Thank God that my mama and my grandmama was able to find that out and they went back and bought me back from the people. So see, when I tell you that I've been suffering for a very long time, I've been suffering, brothers and sisters. And there's so much more that I could tell you, but I'm not going to tell you because it's too much. Amen. And I only have a limited time right here. As a matter of fact, I only got 3 minutes left. Amen. I do have a few more scriptures. Romans 5, 3 through 4. Hallelujah. Romans 5, chapter 5, 3 through 4. 3 and 4. And the scripture reads as this: and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Amen. So while we're going through, we have to realize that our tribulations, it works patience in us. Amen. And that patience brings about experience with us. Amen. And that experience brings about hope with us. And it's like a domino effect. Amen. So as we go through the tribulation, you know, we have to learn how to be patient in the tribulation. Amen. Through our storm, through our storms, through our tests, through our trials, we have to learn to be patient with God, knowing that he's going to see us through it. Amen. And knowing that he's got a reason why we're going through it. Amen. And that patience brings about the experience. Amen. So as we go through the sufferings that we go through, we are, in a sense, gaining the experience from the suffering. So if something of this nature should come up again, or maybe even else, now we have the experience of what it means to suffer. Amen. And in that suffering, now we have the experience of what it means to be patient while we're suffering. Now we have the experience of what it means to call on God and pray to him while we're suffering, to strengthen us, establish us, perfect us, guide us, make us, mold us. Amen. And it says that experience brings hope. When you hope for something, you believing and having faith in it. Amen. You believing, having faith in it for something, a better outcome, for something beautiful, for something greater, for a blessing, knowing that, you know, it's on its way. Amen. You don't have to be downtrodden because you're going through.
you can hope and have hope and say, okay, I know I'm going through this, but I'm going to get through this, amen, because I got God. And God would not allow more to be put on me than what I can bear, amen. We have to know how to get out of our fleshly mindset. And the only way that we can do that is by allowing our minds to be on Christ. Amen. We have to get into the godly mindset. Hallelujah. And as we allow our minds to be on Christ, then God can give us even peace through the suffering. Now, it's not to say that the suffering is going to cease. It's not to say that the suffering is going to go away right away. But while we're going through our sufferings, we don't have to get all crazified and all worried and kicking and screaming and shouting as though this is the end all be all. Amen? Because it's not. Amen? Do you understand why the reason you see this stuff going on TV when people are going postal, as they say? You know, they lose their job and they can't deal with the suffering of it or the extent of losing their job. They may have had a five-figure job, you know, and they lose their job for whatever reason. Maybe a recession, maybe they got fired, you know, they just wasn't doing what they was doing, so they was let go, they was downsizing, whatever the reason is, they lose their job. And, you know, because this person might not have a relationship with God, and they don't know how to handle losing their job. They thinking about how they're going to pay the mortgage. They thinking about how they're going to pay their kids' school, college tuition. You know, maybe the kids in a private school, they thinking about that. They thinking about how they're going to pay the car note, you know. You know, when people don't have God, you know, as an advocate, as a source to go to, then, you know, they start thinking only with their mind. Because they don't know how to think with the mind of Christ. Amen? And so they go to the dark places in their mind. And that's why you might want to see a person get a gun and they go back to the job site and they go killing up and taking on as many people as they can because they're saying, well, yeah, I'm suffering, so I want somebody else to suffer. And see, and that's not a godly mindset. Recently, that man that was in Ohio who his girlfriend left him or whatever, you know, and, you know, he couldn't deal with that, amen? And if he really knew God, then he could deal with it. He would be able to deal with it. If he really had a relationship with God, he would be able to deal with it, amen? He would have been able to deal with that, amen, and move on. Now, the pain would have been great if he really loved this woman and put in some time into the relationship and, you know. But because I believe he didn't really have a relationship with God, he went to the dark place in his mind, and he went and killed, you know, some innocent old man who wasn't doing nothing but minding his own business, and then he offed himself. That's not hardly godly. That's not hardly thinking on the mind of Christ. The Bible says, "What so things are lovely, true, noble, of a good report, praiseworthy." Think on these things. Amen? Don't play out all the scenarios in your head of all the things that could go wrong because you're going through this. Amen? Because, see, that's what the devil wants. Amen? He wants you to be downtrodden. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy the very essence of God that is in you. Because if the devil can get you to thinking on him and thinking about all the ways that things can go wrong and all the things that's going wrong with you and all the sufferings that are going on with you, if he can get you to focus on your pain and your suffering, then you ain't thinking on God. Amen? If you ever, I don't know if you ever noticed this, that you, even though you might go through something, not like me, I have fibromyalgia and I have arthritis, amen? I noticed the more that I focus on the fibromyalgia and the arthritis, then my pain seems to get greater because I magnify it with my words.
Amen. You know, I'll go, I have gone around the house and I've complained to my husband, my pain is so great. Oh, man, this hurts so bad on my feet, on my back. Oh, this hurts so bad. And, you know, and the more I do that, the more and greater the pain gets. But what I've also noticed that if I don't focus on that pain from the fibromyalgia and I don't focus on that pain from the arthritis and I begin to get into my word and I begin to talk to God and I begin to pray to God, I ain't even thinking about the pain. The pain may be there, but the pain is not as extreme and as great as I made it out to be. Why? Because now I'm in the mind of Christ. I'm in the spirit. Amen? It is all the way that you view it. It's all the way that you think about things and what you think on things. If you magnify your molehill to be a mountain, to you it's going to be a mountain. Amen? Even though it may only be a molehill. And people from the outside may look at it and see that it's only a molehill. Amen? But you believe it to be a mountain. And so to you, you feel like this is a very big mountain that you cannot climb, that you cannot get over, and you just want God to move it out the way. Amen? But the reality of it is that it will not be moved out of the way. Now, he'll give you the strength to climb it. Amen? He'll even maybe make a way for you to go through that mountain. But it's not going to move the mountain out of the way. The suffering is not going to stop until it's time for us to stop. Amen? He's not going to move your suffering out the way. You know, a lot of times we're going through things and we say, Lord, you know, I don't want to go. I'm so tired of this. I'm so sick and tired of this. I'm so sick and tired of this, only to go back and do it again. And then we cry again to God. Oh, I'm so sick and tired of this. I don't want to be doing this. Oh, this thing is really bothering me. Only to go back and do it again. Well, I can tell you something. If you was really sick and tired of it, and you didn't really want to go through it, you wouldn't go through it. Because he's not going to put more on us than we can bear. Amen? And so I hope that you, this is the end of the Bible study. I do have a few more scriptures I want to give to you so that you can look at them at a later time. Also, Psalms chapter 34, verse 19. That's Psalms chapter 34, verse 19. You can look at that at a later time. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. That's 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Amen. And to just to recap, the scriptures that I did come from were Matthew chapter 26, verse 38, verse 39, verse 42. I came from the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. I came from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 18. That was Romans, chapter 8, verse 18. Romans, chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. Psalms, chapter 34, verse 19. 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 1. And 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, 13. And today's topic was, Let This Cup Pass From Me. I'm your host, Janetta Allen, on the Christ in Me Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. Until next time, see you again. And remember, you can do it if you give God a chance. You can do it. Yeah, yes, you can.